Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
This morning, we're joined by Kaylee Smith, the health manager with Head Start of Down East Maine, and Allie Crosby, the whole family coach for Head Start. Let's dive right into this. What would you ladies like people to know today?
So at Head Start Down East, we're not just working with the children. We're working with the whole family. We know that when families' needs are met, then the kids are more ready to learn and thrive in the classroom. So we partner with families, whether it's helping with housing, school, jobs, or connecting them to resources. It's about the families having someone in their corner to help them navigate it all. School readiness isn't just about the academics. It's about making sure the families feel supported and stable, and that's what we're here for.
As Allie mentioned, Head Start is more than just an early education program. It's a comprehensive support system for our children and families, and what we know is that children learn best when they're healthy.
I guess that makes sense, because if you're not feeling good, who wants to learn?
That's right. And could you tell us, Allie and Kaylee, how do families qualify for this kind of assistance? I'm sure that some might be surprised to find out that it's available in our area.
Absolutely. So we still have some openings for the remaining of the year. So you can go online to www.acap-me.org/headstart or give us a call at 207-664-2424 and speak to one of our enrollment specialists.
In just a few minutes, Kaylee's going to tell us about nutrition and dental work as part of Head Start. That's next on Community Action on Star 97.7.
Welcome to Community Action on Star 97.7.
This morning, we're joined by the health manager of Head Start Down East, Kaylee Smith, and Allie Crosby, the whole family coach. Kaylee, let's talk more about the awesome services that's intertwined with Head Start.
So we also have the comprehensive services that relates to health and nutrition. So we provide vision and hearing screenings to our enrolled children. We do those every year, provide the results to the families, and if there's any referrals needed for that, we work with them to ensure that their children get the services they need. As I mentioned earlier, healthy children learn best. So we want to ensure that our children can hear, they can see, their teeth are healthy, all of those things.
Does this literally cover every child within the boundaries of these counties?
Absolutely. At the beginning of the school year, I get in the car and I go to Calais to do screenings, and you might find me in Deer Isle or Bucksport the following day to get those completed. We do those right at the beginning of the year within 45 days. This year, since COVID, we also worked with Sweet Smiles in Ellsworth, and they visited our Ellsworth and Bucksport locations to offer dental screenings and exams to our children that have not been able to access those services. So that's been another addition to our program that we offer, and we're looking forward to getting that into other centers as well.
People don't think about that. I heard about what Sweet Smiles is doing, and I understand that sometimes they'll end up seeing a teenager who has never been to the dentist.
That is right, and we want to make sure that our children's teeth are healthy, so if we can get them services at an early age and make sure that they're ready for success when they go off to kindergarten, that's what we want to do.
This is Community Action, presented by Star 97.7.